Blog Talk Radio.
Day is almost night, and I don't want to lose this fight. No, I fooled around much too long. Oh, yes, I have. Now I've been lying, but you see, I don't want to ever look back. And I
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. You were listening to Holy One by Anaisha Figueroa and C.C. Winans. Amen. We'd like to say Merry Christmas to each and every one of you all. And we would also like to say happy birthday to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Truly, we can say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. We welcome you to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Amen. We're just so excited about this day. And we all know this is not an accurate date that our Lord and Savior Jesus was born. However, it's a day that the nation has set aside for us to celebrate the birth of Jesus. I don't know about you all, but I thank God that he was born. Amen. If you turn to Isaiah, just turn to Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. It says, "For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government," yes, my little great-grandbaby celebrating Jesus with me. It says, "And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Amen, amen. And if you just think on that, we're serving a God that is wonderful. We're serving a God that is a counselor. We're serving a mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? I just had to get on the line today because I'm going to celebrate Jesus. Amen. I'm not into the festivities and the gift wrap and the packages and all of these things. I've done that for just about all of my life. But I can truly say for the past 5 years, you see, as you begin to mature in Christ, amen, you begin to have a different perspective about life. You begin to prioritize a little bit different. You know, this is a season where we buy gifts and presents for people that we don't even really like, folks that we don't speak to from one Christmas to the next. Amen. And it's the time of the year where we buy special gifts for the children. And, you know, we like to see the joy that's upon their faces. You know, we like to see a smile on their face as they see the beautiful toys that they receive. But this is the day where we celebrate the Lord. Hallelujah. This is a day that we can thank God for being who he is. Thank God for sending his son to die for us. Amen, amen. So I just came on the line to tell the Lord how much I love him, how much I appreciate him, how much I reverence him. Amen. For just being a God of love, a God of understanding, a God of kindness, a God, oh Jesus, a God that'll never shut us out, a God that'll always be there for us. He said, even when your mother and your father forsake you, he said, the Lord, hallelujah, the Lord, I will take you up. Oh, who wouldn't serve a God like this? I wish I was able to sing a song, hallelujah. If I was able to sing a song, I would sing, "Dear Jesus, I love you. You're a friend of mine." Ah, I don't know all the words to that song. Hallelujah. But I would sing, "Dear Jesus, I love you. You are a friend of mine." Amen. I bless the Lord today for my family. I thank God for my mother. I thank God for my son. I thank God for my grandchildren. I thank God for my great-grandchildren. I bless the Lord that I still have seed in the earth, and God have allowed me to still be in the land of the living. Some people don't even live to see their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren. But I thank God because even though my daughter is not here to celebrate Christmas with me, she had left some seeds. Oh, God, I bless you today. She left some seeds in the earth. Hallelujah. And I bless the Lord for that. Amen. Amen. I thank God. Oh, God. Because he's been so good to me. Hallelujah. He made ways for me. God, I tell you. He opened up doors for me. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Hallelujah. God, I just have to give him some praise today. I have to give him some praise today because he's been so good to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know if any of you all out there have ever been in a situation, amen, where you just couldn't see your way. Amen. Hallelujah, chaos and turmoil was in your life, hallelujah. And you didn't know which way to go, hey, glory to God. But I look at, oh God, I bless you today, Jesus. I look at 15 years, amen, 15 years later, hallelujah, that the Lord has still been my provider. He's still been a way maker. He's still been my peace. He has still been my anchor. Hallelujah. He's been my protector and my provider. Messiah. Hallelujah. I bless him today. Amen. Raising 4 grandchildren. And I just have to do a little reflection today. And that is the title of this segment, A Time of Reflection. And I'm reflecting on the goodness of the Lord. I'm reflecting on, amen, how I'm celebrating his birth. I'm celebrating the new life that he gave me 30 years ago. Hey, Well, 60 years ago, because he knew me when I was in my mother's womb. Hallelujah. And as I look back, I say, Lord, I bless you. I bless you, that last child. Oh, God. My daughter, amen, was killed, was murdered. Hallelujah, was murdered. Hallelujah, 2 days before her 26th birthday. 2 days before her 26th birthday, she left a 2-year-old baby. Well, he hadn't even turned 2. In 11 days, he was turning 2 years old. Didn't know anybody. Don't even have a remembrance of his mother. I potty trained this child. Amen. And in March next year, he'll be turning 18 years old. I have a 19-year-old. Hallelujah, in Fresno, California, and I just bless the Lord for giving her an opportunity to come to New Orleans and visit for the holidays. I haven't seen her since I left California in March. She's in college in Fresno. I want you all to pray for my granddaughter. Amen. And then I have a 21-year-old and then a 25-year-old. And I also have a 25-year-old niece that I raised along with those 4 children. Amen, amen. And as I look back 15 years ago, I didn't have a clue, callers. I didn't have a clue on how I was going to be able to take care of. God just blessed me to birth out of my own womb 2 children, a son and a daughter. And I didn't have a clue how in the world was I going to be able to provide and take care of those 5 children. But I just want to share with you all today that God, he made a way. Messiah, I want to share with you today Amen. When you allow the Lord to come and live in your heart, when you allow the Lord to change your life, when you make a commitment and you decide that I'm going to follow Jesus, it's not going to be easy. Nobody told us that it would be a flowery beds of Eden. Hallelujah. But one thing God has promised us. He promised us never to leave us. He promised us when our mother and our father forsake us, he would take us up. He promised us, hallelujah, to come unto him, all ye that are heavy laden. God, he said, I will give you rest. Oh, he said, take my yoke upon you. And he said, learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God's yoke is easy. And I can share with you, hallelujah. I'm not sharing with you somebody else's testimony, but I'm sharing with you my testimony. Hallelujah. Oh, God brought me out. Who wouldn't celebrate? Who wouldn't love a God like this? Hallelujah. I didn't see but two callers on the line today. But guess what? I'm committed. I am committed. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. 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 Hallelujah. Bless him today. And I'm not going to be on this line long today. I only put on, amen, 90 minutes today. I should have cut it in half and put on 45. Hallelujah. But the Lord has been dealing with me about some things. And even the day as we celebrate his birthday, hallelujah, I just want to tell him thank you. I want to tell Jesus, happy birthday, Lord. I'm so glad that you died. I'm so glad that you were born. I'm so glad, hallelujah, that you took on the sins of the world. I'm so glad to be counted as one in your royal family. I'm so glad that I have a relationship with you. I'm so glad that I know who you are. Ah, glory to God, I know who you are. Oh, glory, I thank you for having mercy on me. I thank you for always coming to my rescue. Lord, I bless you today, God. Ah, God, I give you glory and I give you praise, Jesus. For truly you are the best thing that ever happened to me. You are the best thing that ever happened to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless you today, Jesus. I want again, God, just take you for a little while. Glory to God. I got to give you some scripture. I already gave you Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Glory to God. We want to go a little bit further. Hallelujah. I just feel like praising him. Hallelujah. In the midst of that, I thank God for Pastor Miracle. Hallelujah. Keep her in your prayers, her and her family. She lost her mother last week. And they'll be having the services this Friday and this Saturday. Amen. And I'm going to give you all that address, amen, to send a condolence. Glory to God. Send a condolence. Amen, amen, amen. You don't know when something might happen in your family. Amen. And you need encouragement. Hallelujah. You need to send a condolence. Hallelujah. We bless you today, God. We thank you, God. You've been a good God. Hallelujah. You've been a good God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You've been a good God. I want to ask, as we celebrate the Lord today, Hallelujah. I have a question in my spirit. Hallelujah. And I want to see if you all are able to answer that question. Hallelujah. And it's that question is Jesus enough? Hallelujah. That's what I want to ask you all today, those that are out in radio land. Is Jesus enough? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Is Jesus enough? Ah, glory, glory, glory. I'll say that again. Is Jesus enough? Amen. I was invited about a year and a half ago, hallelujah, to minister on a radio broadcast out of Hartford, Connecticut. Amen. And I thought I had about 20 or 30 minutes. Amen. But I found out I didn't have but 15 minutes, and the man was calling me. Hey, yeah, no Messiah. Hallelujah. And I had went over that 15 minutes, and I didn't hear. But God had put that in my spirit. Is Jesus enough? Ah, glory to God. I bless you today, God. And I just went on and I began to minister. Hey, glory to God. I see Evangelist T on the line. God bless you. See, he'll never be left without a witness. Glory to God. He'll never be left without a witness. Amen. Yes. Amen. I thank God for you. Merry Christmas, Evangelist T. Amen. Yes. Amen. I only put, hallelujah. This is my daughter in the Lord. I love you, Evangelist T. If you knew how much love I really had for you, girl. Ah, Jesus. And I know the love I have for you is great, but God has a greater love than mine. Glory to God. Because guess what? He is the creator. He made you, so he know everything there is to know about you. Ah, glory to God. The love I have for you, I only know a little bit about you. Hallelujah. But God knows everything about you. Hey, glory to God. So I'm asking a question today. Is, I don't know if you remember Evangelist T, when I had to minister, that's been maybe about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, I ministered on a radio station. I forgot the name of the radio station, but I remember the host is Big T, Big Hardy, Big T. They call him Big T. His last name is Hardy, and he hosts. He's a radio broadcaster out of Hartford, Connecticut. Do you remember that, Evangelist T?
My God, no, no.
That's been maybe about 2 years ago, about a year and a half ago, maybe, going on 2 years. And he gave me, I was telling the sharing with the audience that he had given me about, I thought I had about 20 minutes, you know, but I only had about 15. And as that 15 minute came to a close, Sister Ruby then was on the line. They called in, but he wasn't able to see him. He said, man, the phones is jumping off the hook. You got so many people calling in for you, Evangelist Bernard. I said, well, thank you. But he wasn't able to open up the line because it's a real radio. It's a live radio studio. It's a live studio. Amen. So they weren't able to get through the lines, but they were able to listen. Amen. And when my 15 minutes was winding down, he began to talk, you know, and well, we thank God for events, but I was still preaching.
Hallelujah.
I was still preaching. Amen. So I want to ask you all the question today. Is Jesus enough? Is Jesus enough? Yes. You know, today as we celebrate the birth of Jesus and we celebrate Christmas, amen, we're in our minds, and some of us may not be happy because we weren't able to go out and shop and get all this stuff that we think will bring us happiness. Amen. But I tell you today that Jesus is enough. Is he enough? Is he enough? Is he enough? Well, I want you to know he's enough today. Amen. And as I said earlier, I only put 90 minutes on the clock today on the broadcast, and really I should have did about 45. But that's all right. We've already used up 25 minutes. Amen. I put 90 minutes on the clock today. Amen. So I just want to just give you a little scripture today. Amen. And we're going to get right on into what God is speaking in this hour. Is Jesus enough? And as we said, turn to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Amen. And Evangelist C, are you free? Because I'd like you to read for me a little bit today, if you're free.
Not really free, but I can listen.
All right. Can you read? Right.
Let me run back to the car.
Okay. That's all right. That's all right. I got it right here before me. Don't worry about it. Amen.
Okay.
It says Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Remember, today is the day that the nation has set aside for us to celebrate the birthday of Jesus. But many of us, we celebrate one another, but we never celebrate Jesus. But today, those of us that's on this line, we're going to celebrate Jesus today. Amen. We're going to let the Lord know how much we love him, how much we appreciate him being born. Hey, glory to God. So Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born." "For unto us a child is born." It says, "Unto us a son is given." So to some, a child was born, and to others, a son was given. So the child that was born was given to the world. Hallelujah. To the world. But the world didn't esteem him. He was born in a lowly manger. But that next verse says, that next part says, "Unto us a son is given." God gave himself a son. God gave, sent his dear son, Jesus Christ, into the world, born of a virgin, knew no sin, no guile was found in his mouth. But listen at what Isaiah prophesied before the birth of Jesus. He said, "And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called" what? "Wonderful." See, God already had a name for this, for his dear son. God already had a name for our Lord and Savior. He said his name shall be called Wonderful. I'm asking you, is Jesus enough? Counselor, is Jesus enough? The Mighty God, is Jesus enough? The Everlasting Father, is Jesus enough? The Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And let's read just one more verse there. Verse 7 says, "Of the increase," that lets you know Jesus was to increase. John the Baptist said, "I got to decrease where my Lord and Savior can increase." He said, verse 7 says, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it." God has ordered his kingdom. "And to establish it," he gonna establish his kingdom, "with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." What are you saying? That holy thing that was in Mary, God already had declared. Ah, glory to God, that he was his dear son in whom he was well pleased. Amen. Let's go now to Philippians. I'm not going to hold y'all. Ha ha. Glory to God. I'm not going to hold you all. Yeah, yeah, no, 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 Saya. But let's go to Philippians chapter 2. And we're going to read just a little bit because I want to know from you all, is he enough? Is Jesus enough? Evangelist T, if Jesus is enough, then guess what? We shouldn't be wandering. Ah, we shouldn't be worrying. We shouldn't be threatened. Amen. We should not be taking no thought of what we're going to eat and what we're going to wear. If he take care of the lilies of the field, how much more should he take care of us? We shouldn't be worrying about if somebody got to have us a gift today. Ah, yes, I have a gift for everyone today. Today I give you Jesus. Today I give you a child that was born, that was no longer laying in the manger. He's not in the manger anymore, baby. He lives inside me. Ah, glory to God. He's not in the manger. Jesus lives in our heart. How do we live in our heart? Well, let's just share a little bit with you. Philippians chapter 2, and we're going to start at verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if there be any comfort, if there be any peace in Christ, if any comfort of love, it says, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy. That ye be like-minded. Listen at Jesus. Listen at what the Apostle Paul is saying. Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded. Sister T, is Jesus enough?
Yes.
If he's enough, then we ought to be like-minded. Having, listen at what it says, having the same love, being of one accord, and of one mind. What are you saying, Apostle Paul? What are you saying? Well, if Jesus is enough, then we would fulfill his joy. We would be like-minded. We would have the same love that Jesus has for his people, for his children, for the kingdom of God. We would have the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. If Jesus is enough, you need to love your brothers and your sisters. You need, you know, no Messiah. You need to not walk around from one December to the next December and then come and present a gift to somebody that you haven't even asked for forgiveness. Just come and present a gift to somebody that you have offended. That's not love. No. Ah, listen at what verse 3 says. It says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. So yes. If you've been ending, if you've been fighting with your brothers and sisters, and you think you're going to appease them today with a gift, get thee behind me, Satan. I never knew you. That's what God goes. He said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Let nothing, I didn't know how you was going to do this thing today, God. And I know I didn't want to be on this line. I don't want to hold the people up. I want them to enjoy their family. Hey, glory. But he said, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other. Listen at what it's saying. But with lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. And as we come a little further down, you're going to see how Jesus came in the form of a servant. He didn't come riding on a white horse. He didn't come riding in a Rolls Royce. He didn't come riding in a limo. Hallelujah, tuxedoed out. He came in a lowly manger. Ah, glory to God. The Bible says he was born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. Glory to God. They had no place in the God has blessed us with a home. He's blessed us with some of these material trappings. He's blessed us with a home. Yeah, blessed us with a good job. We're able to provide for our family, but we won't honor him. We won't give him no reverence. We won't even send an offering to the Lord. We won't even come on his birthday and celebrate him. We won't even come to the house of worship. I say, is Jesus enough? That's all I have for you today. Is Jesus enough? I didn't have no mind to celebrate nobody else today. All I want to do is celebrate Jesus. I don't care if nobody bring me a gift. I have the best gift that any man could receive. I got King Jesus. And you might not think nothing of me, but that's okay. I serve a God, hey, glory to God, that hears my cry. I serve a God that answers my prayer. I serve a God in the midnight hour when I can't contact mother, he'll comfort me. When I can't contact my sister or my brother, God will give me peace. He'll give me peace in the midst of my storm. He'll give me peace when chaos is all around me. He'll give me peace when I don't know which way to go. When I fall out prostrate on this 21-day fast and call on Jesus, I say, Lord, you brought me back to this place. And I'm looking to you, God. I'm not looking to man. I'm looking to you to go before me. I'm looking to you to open up doors. I'm looking to you to make ways for me. Because if you don't do it, God, it can't be done. Now, don't be silly and think you're going to lay down there all day and you don't get up and get busy. You got to get busy. I said, is Jesus enough? Is he enough for you today? Let's move on. He said, let nothing be done through. Lord, I didn't know how. I didn't even want to preach today. Hallelujah. But it's been ordained of God. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. See, you got to take a low seat. Just because you bishop, just because you apostle, just because you a pastor, just because you an evangelist or a teacher, take the low seat. My Uncle Alfred always say, Adrian, stay low. He said, stay low. I said, what are you saying, Uncle Alfred? He said, a low man don't ever have to worry about falling. God, I bless you today. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things. Don't look under the tree for something for yourself. But what have you given to somebody else? What have you shared with somebody else? Have you shared any love with somebody? Have you shared a kind word with somebody? Forget about the gift. Can you love me like Jesus said? Can you respect me and honor me as Jesus said? Can you esteem me a little more higher than you do yourself like Jesus said? I say, is he enough today? Is Jesus enough? Oh, God, if he's enough, you ought to be willing to make some sacrifices. If Jesus is enough, you need to be taking on the mind of Christ. If Jesus is enough, you ought to get all of that hatred, all of that bitterness, all that envy and strife out of your heart. Is he enough? Is Jesus enough? Is he enough today? I didn't know how the Lord was going to work this thing out today, but I heard that in my Spirit. And Jesus enough. Oh, God, God gave it at us some years ago. Is he enough? And he still, still resonating in my spirit, Sister T. Is Jesus enough? Let me get through. Let me get through because I'm going to let y'all go today. Hey, he said, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. God, some of them wondering, some of my family and even friends wondering, what she came back to this city for? What did she see? See, they think you got a hidden agenda. I have a hidden agenda. You know that hidden agenda? I'm hidden in Christ Jesus. Oh, glory to God. That's my hidden agenda. I'm hidden in Christ Jesus. Amen. And God is going to do this thing, not Adrian, because I don't think like God. My thoughts are not his thoughts. My ways are not his ways. I belong to God, so he's obligated to me. Ah, yes, Lord. Uh-huh. Some folks think you're crazy. But when I was out there in the street doing my thing, doing every damnable thing, guess what? They didn't look at you like you was crazy. They would say you was crazy, but they enjoyed what you was doing. Oh, but when you switch partners, baby, hey, when you denounce the things of the world and you decide to take Jesus, hey, glory, you going to have some. Hey, the Bible says Psalm 116 and 12 through 14, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto me? What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. When you decide to take on the cup of salvation, suffering is in that cup. Persecution is in that cup. Trials and tribulations is in that cup. Ending jealousy is in that cup. Gossiping and backbiting is in that cup. Ah, glory to God. Because you got haters on every end. Because they don't understand you. If they're not on the same page with you, they could never understand what God is doing in your life. Oh, let me move on. He said, let this mind. We're going to close on these last two. Let these last three or four. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Hallelujah. See, I don't think it's robbery for Sister T, Evangelist T, to be equal with me. You know why? Because we're working for the same Lord. We have the same mind. Hallelujah. We're in the vineyard. We're working out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. We witnessing to everybody we see. We telling people that Jesus saves to the utmost. I don't have no reason to be jealous of Evangelist T. I don't have no reason to be jealous of my sisters and brothers. Whatever God do for you, he certainly can do it for me. God, I told him I was going to be on the line today. I didn't know how the Lord was going to lead. Oh, but this is God talking today. Hey, it says, who being in the form of God, I'm at Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself, Jesus made himself of no reputation. He didn't come name dropping. Name drop. Well, you know all these big folks. Amen. And all the while, you trying to get my contacts. You trying to get my connections. Evangelist, see? They name dropping to you. And all the while, they're trying to get what you got. They're trying to get connected to the folks you connected with. But see, I don't have to name drop. Amen. I'm connected to Jesus. If you connected to Jesus, he said, I'll make your enemies be at peace with you. He said, I'll give you favor with man, and I'll give you favor with God. I'm walking in favor. I don't know about you all. I'm walking in favor. I'm over here at my mother's house, but I'm still walking in favor. Somebody might say, well, you ain't got your own place yet. I'm still walking in favor. Because guess what? The Bible tells me that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. For goodness and mercy is attached to me. Goodness and mercy is following me. Guess what? I don't have to fret. I don't have to fear. If he take care of the lilies of the field, surely he would take care of his own. Ah, glory to God. You better know that Jesus is enough. Ah, let's go a little bit further here. It's saying, and being found, but made of himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in likeness, in the likeness of men. And being found fashioned as a man, he humbled himself. Hallelujah, I'm on my broadcast. And became obedient unto death. Your daddy must have went to the store. Unto death, amen, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also had highly exalted him. See, God exalted Jesus and given him a name which is above every name. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? God said, my son, in whom I'm well pleased, I have given him a name above every name. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? God was pleased with Jesus. He knew no sin. No guile was found in his mouth. He was fashioned as a man. Hallelujah. But he humbled himself. Oh, glory says, and being found in fashion as a man. Listen at what he did. He came in sinful flesh, but he knew no sin. Some people are mesmerized by that. Some people can't understand. Hallelujah. That Jesus, who was our Lord and Savior, you mean to tell me he came as a man? Amen. He didn't have nowhere to lay his head. He was born in a manger. Ah, glory to God. He humbled himself. He was obedient to Joseph and Mary, his parents. Amen. But when he got of age and they couldn't find Jesus, they went and found him in the temple. And he said, don't you know I must be about? Don't you know I'm about my father's business? How many of you all about your father's business? If you're about your father's business, then you shouldn't get mad with nobody today if they didn't just give you a gift. They gave you, Jesus, God gave us a gift. Hallelujah. Over 2,000 years ago, he gave us a gift. And that gift was his son, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And it says, wherefore God, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. Let me go back. He humbled himself. God is pleased when we can walk in humility. When we can humble ourselves at the hand of God, when we can humble ourselves, amen, and not walk around proud and arrogant and like we got it all going on. We got it clicking on every angle. Well, you ain't got it clicking on every angle, especially if Jesus ain't in your life. You just walk in time. Hey, because somebody going to have to say something over you. And when they get ready to say something over me, I want them to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful, Sister T. Over few things, Evangelist T. Now God is going to make you ruler over many. So it says he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Let's go. Wherefore? God also had highly exalted him. He just didn't exalt him. He highly exalted him. He put him way above anyone else and given him a name which is above every name. Jesus had the greatest name that ever been named. That Jesus, you can't find a name that's greater than Jesus. The Bible is declaring, giving him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, in my closing, every knee should bow. See, every knee gonna bow to Jesus. You might not think you bowing in this life, but if you don't bow to him in this life, you gonna bow to him when he calls you before the white throne judgment. When every man gonna have to stand before God, answer what they have done in this life, what they have done with this body, what they have done with the assignment that God has given them. He said, Hail the Messiah. Glory to God, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that at every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I leave you with a question today. Is Jesus enough? I'm done. Hallelujah. Is Jesus enough? I didn't see but three or four callers on the line today. But Evangelist T, let me tell you something. This is my assignment in this season. Now, remember, seasons changed. Seasons changed. Don't take this broadcast, don't take this segment, don't take this hour for granted. Because next year, we may not have this hour any longer.
My God.
We may not have this hour any longer. God is doing a great thing in the earth. He's doing a great thing in the midst of his people. Amen. Yes. I have been assigned. Some people, I rather, have been assigned to me.
That's it.
And I have to go out here and till the land. I have to plow. Hallelujah. I have to break up the fallow ground. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So some people don't understand it. I don't understand the fullness of it. But I understand the instructions God gave me, Evangelist. See, he told me to go. He told me to go. He told me to go. So I'm trying to get you all ready. We've been on this line for 3 years this month.
Yeah.
3 years. We're going on into the fourth year. Amen. Yeah. I don't know if we're going to complete the full year with the full slate that we have mastered. We've mastered this thing, Evangelist T. We've mastered this broadcast. 3 years.
Yes.
And we have over 1,000 messages in the archive. Over 1,000 messages. You can hear apostles, the fivefold ministry, have ministered on this line. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. That's the fivefold ministry. They all have been a blessing to the people. Amen.
Yes.
And have came on and sacrificed their time. We didn't have an honorarium to give them. But guess what? We gave them Jesus. We gave them Jesus. And my heart is a little saddened because I know God is doing some shifting. He's doing some shifting, and I want you all to sincerely be in prayer with me as God does this shifting. Amen. I see a harvest. The Bible says the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Is Jesus enough? Is Jesus enough? Hallelujah. Somebody wrote a song and said, if Jesus go with me, I'll go. Hallelujah. But guess what? Jesus go with us, but we don't go.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus is with us, but we're not willing to go. I'm not one of those. I want to do what is pleasing to the Lord. I want to be, I want to be, hallelujah, in his perfect will. Some folks say there's a permissive will. There ain't no permissive will. Either you in God's perfect will or you're not. Ain't no permissive will. He permits. He allow us to do things, but that's not his will. That's just what he allow us to do. God's will is perfect. God's will is divine. Hallelujah. So we bless you all today. We won't hold you. Hallelujah. God gave me that message today. Evangelist T, I didn't have no notes. I just have scriptures that's in my belly. And when God give me the scriptures that's in my belly, I just let it flow. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Is Jesus enough? Amen. I'm going to ask Evangelist T if she has anything that she would like to say to people today. She's welcome to go forth at this time. I thank God for you, woman of God. You made this message, and God already knows. He said, my word is not going to go out and return unto me void. It's going to accomplish that which I sent it to do. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist T.
God bless you. God bless you, and I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas. And I thank God today that you brought that because Jesus is more than enough. Hallelujah. He is more than enough. I thank God that he allowed me to be on such a wonderful broadcast with a woman of God and came forth today right on time. Because, he is more than enough. Hallelujah. I said, is it 1 o'clock yet? I was waiting on it.
Now, I couldn't cancel the day and know you was waiting.
I was waiting. I said, oh, my God, it's 1:10.
Look at Lord, God.
Jesus is more than enough. I thank God. If nobody needed that today, I did, because I'm telling you, I haven't been feeling the whole holiday thing, but I know
my
I've
God.
Been feeling Jesus. Hallelujah. I have not lost heart for what this day was meant to be. It's set aside for him, but his birthday is every day. Every
Come
day
on.
That he gave breath in your body. Hallelujah. He's the ultimate gift. Hallelujah. He did it in a cell phone, a car, a house, or any of those things. Hallelujah. And I
Glory
pray,
God,
that I'm where he wants me to be today, on his line, worshiping him, because he is more. He's been more than the world could ever be to me. Hallelujah. I bless his name today. There's a spirit around me that didn't want me to be on his line. But you know what? The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give God the glory, not just because it's Christmas today. I give him the glory because it's Christmas for me every day with Jesus.
God.
It's the sweetest thing that you could ever have. It's better than any wrapped up gift in a box. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God ain't in a box. Take God out of the box.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to get off the line because I'm getting yelled at. But God is faithful. Hallelujah. Yes. In the name of Jesus, I love you, and you have a Merry Christmas. God bless you.
Well, God bless you, woman of God. We thank God for you. I tell you, I just want you to know that this year is going to be a year of plenty for you. Evangelist City?
Yes, I'm here. God bless you.
This is going to be a year of plenty for you.
Yes.
God is going to bless you where you're going to have so much that you're going to become a distributor.
Yes, hallelujah, I receive that.
I hear the Lord saying distributor. That's how God is going to bless you, woman of God, for your faithfulness, not to me, but to being in tune with the Spirit and the move of God. I thank God because you let nothing sway you. You let nothing move you. You are fixed. And God said, hey, he has heard every cry. He's seen every petition, and he's going to answer them.
Thank you.
Don't fret, don't worry. God is going to position you to be, and I know the Lord said that on last week. He's positioning you and giving you your own space. And the same mercies that have been extended to you, you're going to extend to others. Why? Because God is teaching you. God is teaching you how to have compassion, love, and mercy for his people. And God can't teach us until he allow us to go through for ourselves. Do you hear what I say? We have to go through it for ourselves.
Hallelujah. I receive that, Pastor Bernard. I receive that in Jesus' name. Blessed to be a blessing. That's my prayers. Lord, bless me to be a blessing. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And God is positioning you. He's positioning you because of your faithfulness. He said, if you're faithful, he said in Proverbs 28, and that's one of my favorites because I have seen that scripture come alive in my life. Proverbs 28. I'm turning to it right now because I like to quote it per what it says. Proverbs, I know it by heart, though. It says, a faithful man, a faithful woman shall abide with blessings.
Yes.
But he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent.
Yes.
Now, see, I hardly never state that latter part, but I always state a faithful man shall abound with blessings.
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Blessing. There's an S on it. There's an S on it, so you mean that mean multiple. That mean many. That mean more than one or two, baby. A faithful woman shall abound with blessings. I pronounce that scripture over your life today. This 25th day of December in the year of 2014, if I be a woman of God, God take your faithfulness. He's going to reward you for it. Your faithfulness is going to cause you to abound with blessings.
My God, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I'm telling you, other than Sister Ruby, you have been the most consistent and most faithful caller, listener, daughter, son, a daughter of the handmaiden, hallelujah, of the Most High. Do you know God got to reward you for that? The Bible said, Luke 16:10, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. So this with people deem least, God deem much. People might deem the broadcast as least. But when I look back at the stats and I see over 76,000 listeners, that makes me to know that God is doing it. Our theme for this one is, this is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing.
Yes, it is.
I say he's going to raise up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in his heart and in his mind.
Oh, God.
Faithful. The Lord wants us to every man his righteousness and his faithfulness. Woo! Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. I told you, we've got to close. I'm not going to hold the platform. We're going to get on offline. And I'm going to close on that with the song. And I'm going to close out with Because of Who You Are by Vicki Yahweh. God bless you. We'll be on the line tomorrow. God bless you all. We don't know who's going to be ministering, but we will be on the line lifting up the name of Jesus and sharing the word of God with each and every one of you. Have a Merry Christmas, and remember whose birthday it is. It's Jesus' birthday. And remember, ask yourself, is Jesus? God bless you.
Merry Christmas, Queen. I love you.
Your glory, because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because. You.
one another.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I love you,
Holy All right, give my love to everybody, Evangelist G.
I will. I love you so much. You made my Christmas. Thank you so much.
Ah, thank you.
Thank you. Sitting in the car.
All right. Love you.
I love you too. Bye-bye.